the city street with the most fines is revealed. A housing provider raises £24,000 to help a charity end homelessness. A trial road closure on Norwich City football match days is to become permanent. And the East of England Ambulance Service is at its highest alert level.
A city road has been revealed as having the most parking fines issued to drivers compared to anywhere else in the county. Motorists leaving their vehicles in Colgate, in the city centre, have been hit with a whopping 861 parking fines in the 12 months to November last year. Statistics reveal that across Norfolk, more than 38,000 penalty charge notices have been issued to drivers by council enforcement officers during this time period. The fines are issued to motorists who ignore restrictions, such as by parking on yellow lines, not buying pay and display tickets, staying too long in time-limited spaces, or parking in permit spaces without permits. The fines are £50 or £70, depending on seriousness, halved if paid quickly, although council leaders are keen to secure permission to increase them.
A city school is considering opening a brand new nursery in a bid to make it more competitive amid falling birth rates. Nelson Infant School in Norwich has unveiled plans which would see it open a new nursery on the site in September 2025. Should the plans go ahead, it would see renovations carried out to the former Nelson Preschool building on its site, which shut down in 2022. Just before the Christmas holiday, bosses from the Evolution Academy Trust, which runs the school, opened a consultation on extending its age range to 3 to 7. Consultation documents say that the new provision, alongside its breakfast club and after-school club, would mean it can offer families with wraparound care from 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening, every school day.
A trial road closure on days when Norwich City play at home is to be made permanent. Since October last year, part of Lower Clarence Road in Norwich has been shut before and after the Canaries' home matches at Carrow Road. That arrangement was brought in on a temporary basis, so that it could be used for coaches carrying away football fans to park and drop off or pick up supporters. And now, after discussions between Norfolk County Council, Norfolk Constabulary and the football club, it's been agreed to make the temporary arrangement permanent.
An annual Christmas event received a festive boost from a house builder. The Norwich Open Christmas celebration benefited from the donation of food and essential items by employees of Orbit Homes. The staff members collected a variety of non-perishable food items, chocolates, sweets, cakes, warm clothing and toiletries for the charity. The event provides a Christmas celebration for those alone, homeless or in need, including a Christmas dinner, festive entertainment, food parcels and clothing.
The East of England Ambulance Service has been forced to move to the highest alert level amid a surge in demand across the region. It comes as the cold weather and New Year celebrations increase the already huge pressure on resources in the health service. Now, clinicians are being made to prioritise those most in need, with other patients being told to make their own way to the hospital if they can, due to wait times. The move to work at Resource Escalation Action Plan, REAP, Level 4, will see healthcare workers deployed with non-clinical ambulance drivers to maximise the number of vehicles hitting the road. This ensures that all clinicians are still available to respond to incoming calls, as they will not be behind the wheel.
The owner of an Airbnb has said his property was completely ransacked after a guest hosted a large party there the weekend before Christmas. Nathan Rain Cooper from Norwich has been using the holiday app to let out his Riverside apartment for around 6 months. He received a booking for two people to stay for one night and thought it would be fairly straightforward. But when he arrived after they stayed, his heart absolutely sank. It had clearly been booked purely to host a party, he said. The door was left unlocked and multiple alcohol bottles were scattered around, with smashed glass, drug paraphernalia and signs of illegal activity everywhere. He has been unable to contact the tenants and believes they used a fake name on the booking, but hopes somebody will hear his story and come forward with some information.